K-State Nation. Eddie Greer back for another episode of the Pearl Project Podcast. All things K-State sports out there in Manhattan, Kansas, home of K-State University on this Thursday, May 22nd, 2025. Thank you for tuning into this episode, folks. Well, I think that's going to be it for K-State baseball here in 2025. Wow, and a stunning development last night, events last night. K-State look like they're going to hold things down, but it was the 11th seed Houston stunning K-State last night in all the Texas, the Phillips 66 Big 12 tournament. Like I said, single elimination. I told you guys this. This was not what this format with this addition of these teams, like a Houston, Utah, BYU. You weren't going to get that. So it looked like it was double elimination and a 9-2 blowout. Houston blows out K-State. Hey, well, what it is. We're not going to shoot a quote on this podcast. So there's that. And three Houston relievers came on relief and shut down this potent K-State offense last night. I might have something to do with it. being undefeated in the state of Texas. That's not the case no more, obviously. As that's probably going to do it, because obviously K-State's going to find out baseball. K-State baseball team head coach PH is going to find out their fate next week, whether they're going to go to the region or not. And I'm going to say no to that. I'll be stunned if they get in. Now, obviously, last year team snuck in and went deep in the Super Regionals. But I said this before this game. They need to go on a deep run to assure anything. And K-State baseball, they are one and done. And Houston earns their first Big 12 Conference Tournament win ever. And they're going to be the ones that are going to take TCU. K-State going to be sitting at home, pretty much. And actually, speaking of which, they're not going to find out their fate until Monday, actually. So, on Memorial Day. So, oh, man, what a season was promised. The second half of the season phased out, and I wonder what Al's going to say when we get together here. Maybe Saturday, definitely with the Memorial Day weekend, probably not. I don't know. I'll talk about it more here this weekend about it, but man, oh man, what a turn of events there. Like I said, had a little momentum going in here. You lost a series to Cincinnati. You hope to get the bats moving along. And you know as better as I do, these tournaments, these one-and-done situations, you're not ready to play, then you're in trouble. And Houston put it on Kansas State last night, and all in Texas, and Kansas State, done, one-and-done, stunning 9-2 loss last night. And this has been K-State's kryptonite in the second half of the season, losing to these sorry-ass teams and whatnot. PGU's after fact, saying, quote, "We come to these tournaments to try and win them and play well." We can't try. I gotta win, man. What are we doing? Quote, "We got off to a really good start, and obviously we couldn't build on anything from there," end quote. And staying with Hughes here, quote, "We had the chance to answer a 5-run inning in the second, and we started building an inning that allows you to get back into the game with a hit by pitch and a walk, and we ran the bases poorly. So we squandered a great opportunity to get back in, and that kind of set the tone for the game," end quote. He used there as well. We take a look inside the box score last night there. K-State got to a fast start. 2-0. Like, all right, here we go, baby. Here we go. K-State going to set a tone, and like my notes say on the sheet here for this race, Bill Steiner race on Saturday, I thought K-State set the tone. But inning later, half inning later, Houston, 5-run second inning, put K-State in a hole, and K-State could not dig themselves out of it. 5-2 for Houston, 1 more in the fifth, 3-7, pretty much to seal the deal. But that, you go back to that 5-run second inning, in this type of situation, single elimination, this is not regionals, this is not what it used to be, you got to come out and bury this team. And it was the other way around last night. K-State scored 2 in that bottom of the first inning. And let me see. That was it? Seriously? Yeah, that was it. Oh, man. That was it for Kansas State. 2 in the first, That's all she wrote. Wow. This is stunning. I was stunned. I'll be completely honest. I'm completely stunned. You're back in the second half of the season. They lost to Houston in the final game of the series. They beat Houston. Two or three from Houston in Manhattan. I told you guys that early on this podcast. And the series before that, you get blown out by UCF in the first game there as well. Woo! So the one game that goes back for me is the one with Omaha getting beat by 9 different pitchers. That just cannot happen. I don't care what level it is. I don't care if it's high school. I don't care if it's Pop Warner. I don't care if it's middle school. I don't care if it's college baseball. I don't care if it's Major League. Major League, you have no excuse. There. I know you're gonna have clunkers, but a bullpen game. That's pretty much a bullpen game right there. And that's been common nowadays in Major Leagues. Is that still though? That's no excuse in my book. They're getting beat like that. Getting beat by 11 seed. Getting upset by 11 seed, man. And I don't think this team ain't going anywhere. There's just, you had to go. You had to make something happen. You had to go deep. Probably get to the semis, if not the conference championship game. In case they get bounced like this, I don't care if you put it together the toughest schedule in the league. I mean, that's what got case that got bounced 2 years ago from the tournament. Pete Hughes put a toughest schedule together, and they snuck in last year. He did. This year, I just don't know. 31-24, Houston, 30-24. I don't know. I don't know, man. I'm going to say no. I think we're done. We're done. I said we're done. We're done. We're done. This season's over. Again, I'll be shocked if they even get a last bid in a regional. But, man, to lose like they did last night, that's not going to sit well for the offseason for Kansas State baseball. This is the Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. It looks like Kansas State baseball is a wrap here in 2025. Losing in the first, gets bounced in the first round, getting blown out by Houston, 11th seed Houston, 9-2. Eddie Greer here on Purple Project Podcast, all things Kansas State sports. Absolute stunner last night. Houston, 9 runs, 11 hits, an error. And then the errors came back. 2 runs, 5 hits, 2 errors. This is sloppy baseball all around. Andres Perez getting the win. Jacob Frost credited with a loss last night. Jacob Frost did not last long. And if your starters can't get past the third inning, that's a problem. And this is all second half woes. Your starters can't get to the fourth inning or the fifth inning. It just can't happen. It just cannot happen. Inning and two-thirds. 5 hits, 5 runs, all those earned, walked 1. Struck out 1. Jacob Frost, short outing. And I think that's the shortest outing of the season for Jacob Frost there. James Gaillette picked up the slack. He gave up a lot of hits here as well. He pitched 4 1/3. J.A. Slack pitched 2 innings. And Ty Rule came on in the 8th inning there. Well, actually came on the 9th. K-State was the home team in this game. So Ty Rue actually came on in the 9th inning, excuse me, there as well in this ball game. Yeah, this offense shut down. Yeah, I'm baffled. Absolutely baffled. Get stifled by 11 seed Houston. Bottom half of the league, and your offense can't do anything. Seth Dardar, Keegan O'Connor, A.A. Isovasco, D. Kennedy, Sam Flores. Each one of them I just called out. Got a hit in this ball game. Everybody else did not. Max Martin got shut down over 3. Did score one of the 2 K-State runs. The other one was scored by Keegan O'Connor in this game here. And yeah, I have nothing else there as well. I expected K-State used to get by Houston at least, but this is probably gonna put the nail in the coffin for the season here. Like I said, I'll be shocked. Obviously, we're gonna have the season recap. Myself, Alex Aiden, I'm sure. Oh boy, I definitely know what Alex is gonna say when we get together here this weekend and into Monday. We might get together on Memorial Day night. We'll see how that shakes out there, as well as K-State gets upset by Houston last night, and a bit gets bounced by Houston in upset, whatever you want to call it, last night. So, yeah, definitely frustrating ending to the season. The first half started off so well. You upset teams, like I talked about all week long. And then in the second half, you kind of stumble out. You kind of stumble around. And in a situation like this, one-off, you can't afford to do that. And K-State probably fell asleep, got those two runs, said, oh, that's it. That's it. That's game. Nope. Houston came out and blitzed them in the second, and K-State couldn't get off the mat. They just couldn't get off the mat, and that's all you do is laugh at this point. As we started winding, and baseball is a big part of it. And now track and field, I believe it's going to hit regionals soon. I think they're going to be the only team now in action, because I don't see K-State baseball getting a regional. I really don't, for that matter. And this is abysmal. 22-29 in the Big 12 tournament. Overall, 8-11 on the Pete Hughes there. Not good. And so, but yeah, man. This is not going to get it done either. K-State, 3-15. Runners in scoring position last night. That's a 200 average. That's definitely ugly. That's ugly. Woo! So, I just sit here and laugh. I mean, you get bounced in the first round. I've been a part of that. Back in my era, when I was playing high school baseball, or when this is Pop Warner, you had one of the better teams, it was a rarity that I played on a good team, unless it was an all-star team. It was a rarity that I played on a great team, because when I was a senior, obviously, when I started on the Seabreeze team, anyways. That team I was on was supposed to go to the Final Four, and that team struggled. and we went through other off-field issues, and that's where I found myself back in track and field, where I took my team, took myself to state, obviously, and I know what happened from there. Very frustrating, very frustrating. But on the other side of that 4x4 that I led or anchor of, we got robbed. And I could go down that rabbit hole right now. I don't have time for that right now. But that 4x4, we would have been in a contest for a state title, hands down. I promise you. I still to this day say that 4x team I was on, that we really pieced together in the middle of the season and got rolling. Ooh, we would have gave other teams hell. We would have placed top four for sure. And maybe, possibly, with me, myself, and Big D. Kind of anchoring it a little bit. Ooh, we would have gave teams hell for that. But Houston gave K-State hell last night. And now K-State finishes off 31-24. Probably not going to get a regional spot. Obviously, we'll know. We'll know. We'll come back on here and discuss. But we'll look back a little bit. But, man, that's just a very, very, very disappointing end to the season there, where you started off kind of cold and got hot, and then finished off season cold, and then you get bounced by 11 seed Houston last night in Arlington, Texas, in the Phillips 66 Big 12 Championship Tournament. Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. You can get it where podcasts found free and available daily. We have a chance to record K-State content. It's your first time listening to this podcast. Thank you for joining us here, and we are closing in on the end, officially now, on the 2024-25 athletic calendar year, thanks to baseball. So there's that. Women's golf wrapped up this week. Subscribe, like, and we're going to get into a lot of football, obviously. And then, of course, basketball is finishing up here. So of course, we missed out on another commitment from football as well. We'll get to that probably this weekend as well, during this busy Memorial Day weekend. Subscribe, like, hit the alarm bell. Tell me we post content daily. Y'all be first to know about it, be notified about it. Probably not myself and Alex Aiden. I think things will get spicy for the next couple episodes. Greer 3 Eddie's Podcast. That's Greer 3 Eddie's Podcast. GRIER number 3 EDDIE. Apostrophe Podcast for more coverage. Your cats. And of course, tell a fellow K-Stater about the Pro Project Podcast. Well, I think that's going to be it for K-State baseball here at 25. Gets upset, blown out by Houston last night, 9-2. That's it, folks. Eddie Greer here in Kansas City, Missouri. Alex Aiden, San Diego, California, the Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State, continues.